This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Backers of a ballot initiative to put the right to an abortion into the Colorado Constitution have formally launched their campaign to gather signatures. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The proposal would ask voters to get rid of Colorado's ban on any public funding for abortions and allow public employees to get coverage for the procedure through their health insurance. Nicole Hensel heads New Era Colorado, a nonprofit that seeks to turn out the youth vote. She says this initiative resonates with those voters.
If you have a young person in your life, you know that autonomy is really important to them, being able to make their own decisions, being able to have control over their futures.
Supporters still need to gather more than 120,000 signatures from across the state to put the measure on the ballot. As a constitutional amendment, it will need 55% of the vote to pass. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Voters in Pueblo will elect the city's new mayor today. Council President Heather Graham faces incumbent Nick Gradisar. The two received the most votes in November's general election, but neither won more than half of those votes. So that triggered today's runoff. Ballots must be into a drop box or the clerk's office by 7 p.m. Former Colorado Rockies player Todd Helton may make it into the Baseball Hall of Fame later today. This will be his sixth try. It's up to baseball writers to give him 75% of the vote. Helton played his whole career with the Rockies until retiring in 2013. It's CPR News.